Blog Talk Radio.
Really having a hard time understanding you.
Hello, everyone. I am Chuck Landington, and this is an all-new Metal Injection live cast. You ever wonder what would happen if the prophet Noah had a daughter? She'd be the first woman to squirt barbecue sauce. You'd have to bang her over a plate of ribs. Yummy. Here's the show.
All right, that would be quite the daughter we would have.
Mm-hmm. She would be really hairy.
Would it be like if our daughter did squirt barbecue sauce, would it be wrong if I was like, honey, can you slab a little on my burger?
Squirt some on my wings, please.
Yeah, that would be wrong.
That'd be wrong? Yes. That would be incestual in some way?
Yes.
I don't know.
I'm just clarifying.
You're not having sex with her. It's just...
Right, I know.
It's like bodily fluid.
I'm sucking on her fluid.
You wouldn't want to?
If your daughter's vagina produced gold, wouldn't you use it to buy things?
Of course.
I'd let that be her choice. Once she became of age.
All right, so assuming she was okay with the barbecue sauce, it would be okay with you?
Then I'd wonder what's wrong with her.
You think?
Besides the squirting barbecue sauce.
Well, she's related to Rob and Noah. That's what it is.
There's problems already.
Hi, everybody.
On that note.
Hi, Darren.
Welcome to the 170th
Metal Injection. 170th?
170th.
Two episodes in one.
I said it's the 100th. You're putting words into my mouth.
You said 170th.
170th.
There, that's better.
We ran out of tape. We're going to tape over those two episodes.
This is both the 100th and the 70th episode of the show.
The dubstep remix.
By the Gregorian calendar, this is the 100th episode. Hi.
And we have a lot to talk about, which was why there was that little
first,
dent
yes,
there.
Yes, Sean is here.
Sean is here.
Let's talk about it.
Nick is here.
Hello, Nick.
Sid is here.
Hello.
Hi.
3D is Nick. Here.
Hi, everybody.
Rob is here.
I am here.
Bruno is here, and I am here.
All over my penis and face.
Oh.
Barbecue sauce. And rape.
So I think first let's talk about this party that me, Noah, and Nick went to last night.
You got invited to a party?
We got invited to a party.
For what?
Right.
Wait, did Noah get invited and brought you guys?
We were all on the trip. No, the party was for our friend Greg, and he had a housewarming. And Greg has been on the show a few times before.
Yes, he's a yid.
For the hardcore live.
He's the guy that we met in college, and he was listening to bands like Immortal and Burzum. And
Mortis.
Who he still listens to be fair, but he also listens to Klezmer.
The Klezmer.
He had like the whole hipster indie rock phase, and then he quickly jumped off of that and onto the Super Jew phase, which he's still in.
So, and he did go on one of those birthright trips to Israel. For those of you non-Jews listening.
And they brainwashed him.
The Israeli government does these free trips. Does these free trips to Israel. Where if you're a Jew in like your 20s, they'll send you to Israel.
I think
to like
be a teen also. Or, you can be any age.
No, I feel like there's a cutoff age.
I think from like 16 to like 27.
Well, I thought that too. And I looked into it. And it turns out anyone, Jewish or not Jewish, can apply for that and get one free trip there.
Anyone with an American citizenship.
But they do market it towards younger people.
I see. So ever since he went on that trip, he's been like reconnecting with his Jewish roots, and he's become like a hipster Jew in that he's like ironically learning Yiddish.
Do you think it's ironic? I think he's real into it.
I think it started out that way maybe, but now he's completely down the rabbit hole.
So with all of that backstory said, I would like to say that this housewarming party that we went to is pretty much the most Jewish party I've ever been to.
Like, there were different levels of I learned so much about Judaism while being there.
A lot of Greg's friends that he invited were Jewish, were practicing, but like very reformed.
Yeah,
I will say now
if you're not eligible for the birthright trip, you could just go to Greg's place.
Yeah.
It counts as like a secondary.
Of course, they were smoking pot and drinking beer, so they weren't so
and
fundamental.
Having gay sex.
Yeah.
Smoking
weed out of a shofar.
There were definitely some gay Jews.
Oh.
Some goos.
Was there a
really?
Lot of Adam Sandler yeah. movies playing too?
No, that's a
Woody Allen.
Woody Allen is more the stereotype. But it was funny. There was also this really like Hasidic Jew who like recently.
Hasidic.
Just one.
One Hasidic Jew.
It was like Climby or something.
No, come on. I don't know. But like definitely a name like that. But he left. He's like left the Hasidim. He's still trying to find his identity in the sense that like he still dresses that way.
He's
but he
transcending.
Yeah, he doesn't necessarily believe that.
So
this is very important to the story. Okay?
That is so backwards though. Like what the most disgusting thing about it is those. Hot ass clothes everywhere.
Yeah, and you're really not supposed to like hang out with anybody who's not Hasidic.
And wait, this
and whatever,
was on a Saturday in this party.
Saturday night.
But it was after Shabbat.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Wait, can you touch broads now since you gave it up?
Well, hold on.
Wait.
All this will come together.
I'm learning.
So we're at this party and lots of Jews, and so we're already kind of overwhelmed by the Jewness mm-hmm. of it. So there was a balcony. Obviously, we're going out there to smoke.
To smoke pot.
Sure.
And then
we're the potheads of the party.
Yeah.
Of any party.
Yeah, thank you, Sid. So we're out there. Then all of a sudden, this girl comes in who was dressed a little butch, a bit dykey. Is dykey an offensive term?
No.
Yes.
No.
Butch. Coming from Rob, it is.
Okay,
Butch.
Butch?
Do you have lesbian friends?
Butch.
Oh, you can say Nike. I'm just pointing out to you that it's offensive.
I don't want to be offensive. That's the thing.
Well,
I don't know.
I would say she's slightly tomboy or masculine.
Slightly. Okay, there
slightly.
We go.
Well, why don't you say
Butch
what she
was dykey.
What was she wearing?
They would
well,
prefer,
she had, Nick, why don't you describe her?
Like, dyke-esque.
Nick wanted to break this girl. In
really?
The sense of, like,
make her a woman.
Yeah, like he's like, oh, this girl's all trying to be hard and stuff. Like, I'm going to break her.
All right, so put it this way. Rosie the Riveter tattoo on her forearm.
All right.
She had the bandana on her head like a black cleaning lady from the 40s.
Short hair.
And
like
she had really short hair, and she had the punk side shave, right?
Okay.
The dress she was wearing had a window to her cleavage.
Oh, yeah.
It cut open, so her titties were popping out most of the night.
But
and she had a
titties
good...
were popping out, but like her upper chest
was covered.
Covered.
Yeah. The dress was covering everything but her cleavage.
But her
tits.
Yeah.
Would that be a keyhole?
So she walks out into the balcony. First thing she says, are you guys all Jews too?
Are you guys all Jews?
And like, it was like a very abrasive introduction, but okay. And it's like, well, some of us are.
And she didn't just, like, come out on the balcony. She, like, walked into everyone asking them if they were Jews.
She pretty much made an entrance.
Was she a Jew?
Turns out she
Jew?
Is a Palestinian Muslim.
Oh, Jesus.
Okay.
No, she's from Tunisia.
Oh, I'm sorry, Nick. Go on.
I do have a quick question. Is that, like, a thing? Because when we were on the flight to San Francisco last weekend, there was a guy, a Hasidic guy, and then he was going down the aisles of the plane asking people if they're Jewish, like that looked Jewish, and then he was handing them crap.
No, it was nothing like that.
But that is a thing. They do that in my neighborhood, too.
Oh, Jesus.
You're Jewish? And they give you a leaflet.
That holiday where you got to, like, say the prayer with the lemon
yeah.
or whatever.
What is it?
What? Sukkot?
I don't know, but it's, I know what you're talking about.
Okay. But I was offended that they didn't ask me.
You
look like you've killed a dozen Jews.
So what did she say to you? Like, she said something where even Nick was like, oh, you shouldn't talk about that at this party. Hold on, just some backstory on
dirty
Nick.
Bomb.
For Nick to say that, Nick is usually that person
I am an anti-Zionist. I am not for the state of Israel, but I'm not going to go and disrespect my friend's home when he's having a thing with most of his friends who are, maybe a couple of years ago I would, but now I won't.
She out-nicked Nick.
But is this dyke broad friends with him?
She's friends with Greg. Apparently they met like a week ago. So whatever. Okay.
She didn't
know the extent.
So this was hilarious. So she says that and she's saying like all this fucked up shit. And
I'm trying to quell her.
So
like,
abrasive.
Relax, lady.
Yeah,
relax,
like, I was like, calm down. Sorry. Then.
Golden my ear with a hoa.
That's true.
Then we learn that how she actually knows everybody is.
Noah,
you reveal this part. This is the juicy part.
So apparently, Orthodox Jews like that Climby guy. We'll call him. Cause I don't remember his name.
Climby works good. Yeah.
They have this place where they go. It's like a congregation of Jews who go there to like break laws. Mm. So they do drugs, they have sex.
It's like all the reformed Hasids.
Whoa,
so
where,
they all
can
have
I go here? Where is this?
No, you're
you,
not reformed.
You
no.
could, because this girl, apparently, that climbing or whatever, like he brought her to the meeting, and everyone there is like, first of all, intrigued by her because she's Muslim.
The ultimate
she's,
taboo.
She's the ultimate chiksa.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yep. And turns out, they're hooking up.
They're hooking up.
Her and climbing.
And she
her
hates
climbing.
Jews.
Oh.
Yeah.
So yeah,
she
they want to get outside their comfort zone.
She was
zone,
the
right?
most racist person that
she
I have
so,
ever met
so
in my
great.
Life.
Okay, so now we know all of this,
yeah,
right?
Right? Sure.
Here is the main event of the party, the highlight of the party. Right. One thing about Greg, he made fantastic hors d'oeuvres. Can we?
Oh, my God.
Like,
so
seriously,
good.
Like, of all the parties that I've been to, these were the best, like, homemade. He made these bacon-wrapped dates. With
stuff with blue cheese
with
and
blue
a walnut.
You can't eat that
nuts.
Shit.
Well,
bacon.
No, he's totally into bacon. That's the thing.
Oh,
it's
okay.
like he appreciates the culture, but he's not going to not eat. Who's going to turn down
true.
Bacon?
He's
that's
not
true.
Kosher.
So yeah, he's not kosher at all.
He made fried chicken skin.
Ooh, yum.
That was fried in bacon fat.
Yum.
Was
there a dipping sauce to go with?
He made deviled egg.
Yeah, it was perfect. So yeah. anyway, we're at the end of the night, and like
we're all talking in the kitchen, picking at the food,
and then this girl runs in. And she just grabs the last bacon-wrapped date and stuffs it in her mouth. And is like,
stick
like,
that, you cakes!
And she's like, she's like drunk or whatever and blah, blah, blah. And then
she's very abrasive.
And then like 2 seconds later, she's like, she's looking at the cold cuts. And she's like, wait a minute, this is pork. This is disgusting. How are
she's
you eating
like,
pork?
She's like, what fucking Jew has pork in the fucking house?
Wow. Yeah, and then we're like, what are you talking about?
You're just, a fucking Jew.
You just ate bacon. And she's like, wait a minute, that wasn't turkey bacon? No. And everyone was like, did you taste it? You ate it. You swallowed it. There's a distinct difference
right.
between turkey bacon and
well,
regular
maybe
bacon.
Maybe she's never eaten bacon
and
before,
then, like,
so she doesn't know.
Yeah. Well,
but
obviously,
ask, if you have restrictions on your diet,
so wait,
you...
Wait.
Yeah,
so then everyone was like looking at her like, obviously she's the idiot. Like,
and
no,
then,
that was real bacon. She's like...
Wait, no. And then Greg's girlfriend goes...
Greg has a girlfriend?
Yeah, or the girl that he's seeing. She goes, technically, the chicken skin is also trace because it was cooked in bacon, and like everything on the table
like,
is
pretty
trafe.
Much everything on this table is trafe. Everything is not kosher.
By the way, trafe means the opposite of kosher.
Okay.
Yeah. Right,
thank
yeah.
you. I was like, okay, great.
And so then she's like... What kind of Jew?
Sir, what fucking Jew?
You're disgusting. You shouldn't. I'm gonna go to the bathroom.
She's like, I'm a Muslim. I can't have that. I have to like go and throw it up. Otherwise, I'm not a true Muslim.
The one non-negative thing about going to a fucking Jew's house
meanwhile,
is I can eat the food. Meanwhile, like 30 minutes before that, she was like, oh, I identify as queer. I'm a queer Muslim.
Okay.
But so it's okay for her to sleep with women, but no bacon.
Pick and choose.
Yeah.
So choose your own adventure book.
So then she went to the bathroom to try to throw up.
Mm.
And she couldn't, so she came back, and Greg made a joke, and she got so irate. She was like, that's not funny. I fucking
where's
have to throw up.
This is
he was in the living room.
So her and Climie, and this guy is pretty much just on the couch, chilling, eating hors d'oeuvres most of the night.
Right.
Half the night, though, she's sitting in his lap feeding him.
Oh.
She also like pushed him and started punching him in front of everyone.
Like,
and
for
he
real?
Loved it.
Oh,
she really? Definitely steps on his balls and like.
Oh, that's like a recruit for
but,
you.
But she, yeah. she during a really inappropriate you know time, she was punching him when
so
he.
So she ain't that queer. She's banging some guy.
Yeah, I mean, she's not necessarily not into dudes.
Well, queer you can swing around, but like so she's not identifying as just a straight lesbian, right?
Yeah,
right. A straight lesbian.
Well,
straight lesbian.
Yeah. Like,
I get drunk and
then she's
girls
like,
at bars.
She's like, and then what was funny after that was she was like, I'm not even mad at you, Greg. I'm just mad at your bitch lady friend. No, I'm your dumb lady friend, blah, 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 blah. And then that girl was like.
Wait, how old is this broad, too?
Apparently she was young. She was like early 20s. Mm-hmm. So Greg's girl was like, you need to say something to her. And then she was like, yeah, I'm mad at your dumb bitch of a girl. She's like, okay, now she has to
call
leave.
Call her an asshole.
Yeah, she's like, now she really has to leave, Greg. And he's like, yeah. So he was like, all right, get your stuff. You got to go.
Mm-hmm.
And then she threw such a tantrum, like, leaving.
She, like, slammed
like,
on the floor.
It was like Paul Rudd in Wet Hot American Summer.
She pretty much set back Muslims.
Mm-hmm.
So much.
Yeah.
I no respect that the woman. She is a fag. She is a queer. No good motherfucker.
So as we're leaving the building, we see the both of them drive up in their van together. And it was just a hilarious sight to see this guy in like typical old
school
Jew van.
Well, of course,
he's
got like a minivan.
And, and there's a girl in the front seat.
Yeah. Every landlord Jew they've ever seen has a shitty minivan.
So he had to leave too when she got kicked out, basically.
No, not a minivan. The... what is it called?
Ambulance.
The Ford.
Station wagon.
Oh, okay.
They all have the same
with
Ford.
With a fake wood on the
with
door.
With the wood paneling.
The wood paneling.
Love it.
I feel like they own that, the maker. Right. They are the makers of that. They get some bulk deal.
Of course it's wholesale.
The same fucking car.
Obviously.
You know what they do in my neighborhood is they take those things and they put a fucking... they put a siren on top of it. And
to let you know when it's Shabbos?
No, like they're like the
neighborhood
watch or whatever.
Oh.
Every time they elect a new pope, they ride around the block.
They sacrifice a Christian child.
Yeah.
Drink its blood.
Grindcore Luigi said, if she needed to vomit, you should have asked her to shoot a gag factor.
Missed opportunity.
That's what attracted to me her in the me to her in the first place, because she looked like a gag factor girl.
Really? Nick digs a gag factor. He would be one of the male participants in that. He hasn't been already. Right?
I'm hit and miss on the gag. Some of them are very
no comment from Nick.
I'm sorry, I probably talked over him. You want to comment?
He
on
didn't
it?
Say anything.
No. His resume is still pending with the company. So
he has an NDA that he signed. He doesn't want to.
Looking at the technical terms.
And in the chat, I do not prefer the meat holes. Meat holes to me is over the line. I'm not.
I thought you were going to say overrated.
Can you remind me what
meat
holes again?
Just a rough.
Escaping?
Sometimes, but I mean, it's more. How do I put this?
Degradation.
A particular website that they do their own things their own way. Just like gag factor, just like facial abuse. They all have their own flavor.
Pitchfork.
They all have their own flavor, and Meat Holes has a very... like, because they interview the girl in the beginning.
Who owns that? Is it a Bang Bus production?
It's reality-based.
I watched one...
Very degrading.
I watched one facial abuse. I can't take it. Facial abuse makes me cringe.
Is that the one puking on dicks and shit?
Yeah, like they actively encourage the
puking on dicks. That's my favorite.
That's my favorite Creedence Clearwater revival song.
Down on the corner, puking on dicks.
Yeah, that's the one.
Yeah.
John Fogerty was going through.
Can
some
we
shit.
Write that during the music break?
Yeah, let's do it.
We have a new 9/11 song.
Anyway, facial abuse, no. Meat holes, no. Gag factor, there's a few scenes that I like. Meat holes, I went with the joke for a while because I was like, oh, Darren likes meat holes, so it was funny, but I really, meat holes is too extreme.
You sampled it, and it wasn't for you.
You know what it is? It's not, the sex is not even that, it's not that bad. It's more like they just really get in the girl's head and make them cry. Like they say, like, oh, your father's watching.
But you think it's legit? You don't think it's all like
scripted?
No.
Not meat holes. They really psychoanalyze her, and they pinpoint to the things that really make her get to that point of crying, and then they face rape her while making her relive while she's being face raped. These things that are deep-seated things.
But are you sure that it's not all made up beforehand?
No, they show outtakes, like where the girl had to stop and go to the bathroom because she was crying too hard. No.
Did she puke on the dicks?
Sometimes, I'm sure.
Okay, I like it.
Super Nintendo Chalmers says, Darren prefers Cum Fiesta.
Never seen it. I know the name.
Cum Fiesta.
How about the cocktail?
Sleep Assault. Do you know Sleep Assault?
No.
It's just a broad or a dude sleeping, and then someone comes in, like, it's someone of the opposite sex, and they have, like, scissors, and they cut their clothes off, and they literally go through the entire process of banging this person. They never wake up. So I don't know if it's, like, a farce.
Obviously.
Well, it's obviously fake, but I don't know if it's for, like, you know, like...
people in a coma?
Necro, like, you know, kind of fetishes.
It's like a roofie kind of thing. Maybe they roofie the people.
Yeah. I've been asked if I've seen Salad and Chips. I don't know what that is.
I don't know.
Anyone?
I don't know what that is, yeah.
So it sounds like a British cartoon.
No. We went to that site back at Rob's place.
What's that?
That's Salad and Chips.
Not on the show. That was just one time you were over at Rob's, and he's like, check this out, son.
What was it?
I don't remember. We were looking at all those links, like Lemon Party and shit.
Ew,
and
don't put that seed back in the plate. That's disgusting.
Oh, so it's all the seed.
I put, right here. No, I gave you napkins so you could put your fucking seeds on the napkin.
They're all the way over there. There's already a pile of seeds over there, so that's right.
I'm following the group.
That's the pile that he started.
I'll just narrate this. I don't know if I started. There's a nice, beautiful silver tray of cherries.
Of cherries. I gave you
Noah
people cherries.
And Sean put his stinky, stanky, chewed seeds.
Well, so did I, but there was already seeds there. I thought that's what we were doing.
Well, that I can't say.
Well, that's probably because Sean put them there.
No.
There
was a little
groupthink.
I have no regrets.
I saw an open corner and I want to stick my seed in it.
Someone in the chat pointed out we finally found out something Noah finds disgusting.
Yeah. Stuff coming out of Sean's mouth?
Yeah.
Yes.
True.
So did we really learn that? I feel like we always knew that.
I'm just saying it took a while to pinpoint something.
It used to be we only thought it was the words.
Right.
Now it's, you know, that it's anything.
Inanimate objects.
Oh, boy. No, so salad and chips is like another meme, like a fucking Lemon Party or something.
I could have swore that we opened that shit up. Like, right. Somebody put the link in the chat and we clicked on it. That one day that we went through all of those kind of dirty memes, meat spin and all that shit.
I don't remember, but I have early Alzheimer's, so.
No.
Not really.
Why don't you pull it
up
now?
Dropping a bombshell on us all of a sudden.
I have a very bad memory is what I meant.
Yeah. Fair enough.
Do we need to take a break and talk about things?
I don't want to do meatholes.
That's all you remember.
Darren is the one that counsels the girls after they've done meatholes.
Right.
He swoops in and gets a little piece.
Yeah, it's a way to get sympathy, puss.
Yeah.
Best social worker ever.
Wipes the sawdust off the pussy and gets right up.
I don't think I want to touch any of those broads after they've been meatholed.
Like real sawdust or that puke sawdust the custodians put down in high school?
Isn't that the same difference?
No, I don't think so. No, that was like a granular kind of rock salt shit.
I didn't go to school on a farm, unlike Sean.
No, someone yaks in the hallway. They dump this pink rancid like rock salt on top of the puke.
Rancid? Does rock salt really get rancid?
I don't know if it's rock salt. I'm just saying, no, the physicality.
Get your science
of it.
Right, Sean. What the fuck,
Aaron? Yeah. Although you really, you're a meat holes girl is a girl you want to marry.
Oh, yeah, but not immediately after she's
destroyed.
It's like a dog that's been abused. If you're a kind owner to it, it will
be
the most loyal dog. Yeah.
Oh, yeah, no, I wasn't saying that. Yeah, that's an attractive quality.
But
yeah.
All right, you meant just right after being dumped.
Like literally
covered in cum and drool.
Coming out of the van in front of your house.
Yeah. Lefty Lope.
You know, and I've seen that in porn a lot more recently where, like, one guy will come on the girl, and the next guy plows right in. Like, they don't care that there's cum everywhere.
I love that.
Really? Why?
I was just
curious. Like, what do you love
just,
about that?
I don't know. It just turns me on so much. It's like the guys are kind of, like, fucking each other in that way.
Oh, so it's like the fact that it's slightly gay is a...
Well, that's a thing now. Friendly fire is a thing. Like, there's a whole, like, sites devoted to, like, outtakes in porn where... Someone will, like, go to jizz on the broad, and it's
and
a too-far shot right into, like, the stomach of the dude. And
God. How do you freak out about that? You're doing a DP scene where your balls are slapping against
each
other.
Like, only, like, half of them freak out. The other ones just keep on going.
Yeah, they're into it. They're professionals.
Mm-hmm.
Is that gay, though? A little splash?
Well, it's not gay unless you grab it and lick it up.
Well, what? All right.
I think it goes down to are you enjoying
it
or not?
I think it means you're really good friends.
To me, like,
buds.
But I'm talking more not about when the guy hits you with the cum. I mean, like after like six guys have sprayed a girl and then the next guy goes right in. I mean, it's not that it's gay. It's just that it's gross.
It's just lubed.
It's a job.
Some people are turned on by like that gross stuff.
I'm not judging you. I can't.
Oh, I don't think you're judging me.
Okay. You like it, you like it. I just can't. I don't know. Oof.
Well, it's different for the girl than for the guy.
Well, she don't give a fuck.
Oh, yeah, I can understand Noah liking it. I can't understand a guy watching that specifically
because
it's guys getting each other's cum on each other.
I don't think that would be the reason. I think it's just six guys are using this bra and that's what's turning them on.
But come on, there's cleanliness.
Yeah.
Decorum.
It's all going to take a dump
they
on
use
her
a baby wipe
that
at the
you
end.
Could get that video too.
True.
What?
They use a baby wipe at the end.
Okay, fair
it totally takes me out of the scene though when I see that. Like I can't focus on it anymore.
I love it. I love when there's like a line of guys just like jerking off, right? And like waiting for their turn.
Depressing guys.
I feel like the guys waiting in line, they have to be so stressed out probably.
No, they're just
talking.
Isn't that how you feel when you're like the 18th person waiting to interview somebody from the Black Dahlia murder or something?
Don't lose your boner.
I'm never the 18th. I'm at least 15.
Some of those scenes don't give a shit. Like, they just have the guys with their drawers and their sneakers on. Their drawers are on around their fucking ass.
Socks and boxer shorts.
It's a number written on their chest.
That always really bothered me when watching porn, if they have, like, some clothes on. It's like, take your clothes off. You're going to take your clothes. This is so unbelievable.
Depends on the context of the scene.
Takes me out of it completely.
I like the one guy with black dress socks on. Because, like, you know, he's like, I'm going to look nice for this.
Well, he's probably the lawyer of the porn company. And he just showed up from work.
We need one more. Come on.
I'll do pro bono work, but you got to let me get a piece here.
Pro boner.
Yeah, exactly.
But you don't want to be the guy at the end of the line trying to be like, don't lose your boner, don't lose your boner, because you can barely see the broad now, and you're just trying to keep it up looking at a bunch of dudes.
And by the time you get there, she's probably so like loose down there, you can't even feel anything.
Right, just mash it in like Play-Doh into a keyboard.
They have to. They must do it in size order then. Yeah. All right, size order.
Biggest guy last.
Biggest at the end, yeah. It's only fair.
No, it's all different kinds.
You like mixing it up
as an expert.
No, when I watched it, it was like random. There was no.
We were just joking about.
How would you want it? If you were the girl, would you want it in size order from biggest to smallest, smallest to biggest?
No.
Surprise.
I would like the wild card.
Right. Would you like to pick, or would you want them to forcefully push each other out of the way and take you?
What?
Like fight over you?
Yeah.
Like
you see some guys like.
Oh no. I want it to be a little bit more romantic than that.
I got
it. We're not barbarians.
Like just, like, 16 hands. Just got.
There's a romantic dinner before each fuck.
Let me get some candles.
It's filmed at a French restaurant, to be fair. So it's pretty fucking romantic.
The waiter comes out, then the chef. Like,
I heard you were unhappy with your meal. How may I satisfy your
My
needs?
Bukkake with Andre.
You get fucked with a nice bottle of wine.
Right. Let me light two cookies and cream Yankee candles.
And now for dessert.
So I have a bomb.
A little tiramisu
here.
Up the butt.
A little personal creme brulee.
About your Alzheimer's again?
No, I don't know if this is true, but a Tambourine Man says, I saw a guy wear a metal injection t-shirt in a porno.
What?
I don't believe
no
that.
No,
call up and tell us what porno is.
Source it.
What's the number?
Yeah, I have to say, I agree with Sean. I would be great if it was true. I'd have to see some proof on that.
Of what?
646-929-1357 is our phone number. Mm-hmm. Give us a call.
And the real chump one said, no one has a metal injection shirt because Rob never sends shit out.
We have a merch company that does it, so
well,
I am
no,
not
no,
involved
but
with the shirt.
Speaking of Rob never sending shit out, Rob.
Oh, I brought the poster today.
Oh, did you? All
finally.
Right. It's right there on
you
the
know
table.
What's going to happen?
We're going to sign it. And
No. We're going to forget to sign it. We're going to forget that we're in heaven. Then it's going to end up being here in my apartment for like 3 weeks.
What is this one for? I thought I already signed one.
Yeah, he lost it.
Oh, God damn it. I thought I wrote something very
weird. No, Sean took it home because he wanted a poster of our signatures.
That's true. Aww. I jerk off on it.
Yeah, he's acting all like he doesn't know what happened.
Yeah.
What poster, huh?
Yeah. And he tries to, like, trace Rob's autograph or whatever.
With his nut?
So, like, he can do it.
With his cum shot?
Yeah.
I can write Rob's signature with my pee. You know?
Really?
Because Rob has very bad penmanship.
Not true. Inaccurate.
Oh, that's a good question. Is there going to be another metal injection fantasy league for this season?
Sure.
Okay.
When does
that
start?
Answer.
Well, I'm assuming we'll do the draft sometime in the second half of August. So I'll set it up at the end of July.
So then, if
August.
The same person wins, we could send him two posters at the
or
same
time. Or we could
time.
Just wait. If
it's
he's in
been
the league
that
again,
long.
The one.
It's
yeah.
been that long.
Yeah. Well, the end of the season is December.
Yeah, end of December.
So it's been since
like
December.
Half a year. It's been half a year.
Yeah.
Okay.
No, over.
Do you still have the kid's address, Rob? He lives like right by your parents.
He probably moved. You should just confirm
it's
with
possible.
Him.
It's in Rob's building.
Oh, he's in Brooklyn?
Yeah, he's in Brighton.
What did you just deliver? You were in Brighton. You were
we
in Brighton
discussed
today.
This on Rob the air. He doesn't want to go meet
Sid
this guy.
Sent me the winner info on December 26th.
Oh my God!
There you go. So it's been just over 6 months.
Wait,
thank you.
Wait, so you can hang out with Pizza Destroyer, but you won't go see this kid?
Well,
it's
Pizza
not that
Destroyer
I hung
just
out with him. He just
accosted you.
Oh, yeah. I thought you called each other.
How many
out?
Blocks away from your parents' building is this kid? Look at the address. Google Maps.
It's your dad, isn't it?
Because you were there this afternoon. You could have.
Oh, no. He's in Bensonhurst.
It's your dad. What? He just doesn't want to go meet you.
I thought he was on Brighton.
No.
No. Okay.
So he's one of. Is he? He should be
he's
listening.
He's called
the
show before.
Yeah.
In the Wikipedia of Bensonhurst page.
Yeah. Yeah, he lives off 86th Street.
No. Rob, are you lying? Nick says you're lying.
No, I'm saying don't tell that on the air.
No. 86th Street is a long block.
Yeah. So. Not a block.
What is it?
Street.
What's the cross street?
You know what, Sid? Why don't you go eat a dick?
On 86th Street?
Yes, on the
block. Which block of 86th Street? You don't even know.
You're
the one closest to
you. You're a blockhead.
Oh, there we go.
Yay. Also, Noah and I went to see Roger Waters a few days ago.
Uh-huh.
On Friday.
Wall?
Yeah, it was the Wall.
I thought you just went to his house.
No, we hung out.
Solo bullshit.
Yeah. No, it was just the Wall from beginning to end, and it was pretty amazing.
You see him shave his gray pubes?
Yeah. No, that was like, we left by that point. That was in the encore. I didn't feel like staying for that.
Did they build it on stage?
Yeah.
Nice shit.
And they had really sweet projections.
It was mixed in surround sound. And Rob and I weren't in the same spot. I was, like, in the center. And, I was so stoned.
Were you in the pit?
Well, we got a media box. And the media box has...
I had floor seats.
Rob had floor seats.
That I've purchased.
The pit is where all the old people park their rascal scooters.
Right, exactly. That's what I assume. That's what I was implying.
Including Roger Waters.
Yeah, exactly.
So I went with a few people from work.
Name dropper.
I didn't drop any names.
You're about to. Do it. Do it. You want to do it.
Do it right now.
Come on, do
it.
Oh,
my God. Noah met Donald Trump Jr.
Oh, yeah.
God.
Really?
Oh, my God.
Yeah. The Pink Floyd show.
Oh, God.
Yeah, the Pink Floyd show.
Oh, really?
Yeah. I met him at the Legends Suite.
How'd you even know who the fuck he was?
Like, because
I watched
Apprentice.
Apprentice.
And I think he's cute. I heard him on like Opie and Anthony.
You think he's cute?
Because he likes to hunt. Because
he has $1 billion. That's
he has a big fat pocket of penis. No.
No, not at all.
Probably not.
To know
what
money
his wife looks like? That's terrible.
That's the genetic lottery for money, not for physicality.
Yep.
You know who I met at the Pink Floyd show?
You were there?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
He was there.
He's one of the original Pink Floyd.
He's still alive, even though he has AIDS. No, he's
so, yeah, I had floor seats, and the people around me were amazing because the people directly in front of me was this older couple, and the woman turns to me, old enough to be my mom.
Were you by yourself?
Yeah. No, seriously. It was me and Vince Neilstein from Metal Sucks. We went together.
So not Forever Alone.
No.
Not Roger Waters.
No, definitely not. She turns to me and she's like, I don't think we're in the smoking section.
Uh-oh.
And
what?
And then I go,
fuck the smoking section.
I go, you're at a Pink Floyd show. Everything is the smoking section. And she's like, you think so?
Is it because you were smoking that she said that?
No. She was just concerned because she wanted to get high. She was a total hippie.
I'm sorry.
No. She wanted to get high, and she was concerned that, like, the people around us weren't hip to it.
Because she was a bitch. She was like, this is the smoking section.
People a few seats away were, like, a dad who brought his young kids who were, like, teenagers. So she was worried that they would complain or something. And it was like, if they complain, like, why are they even here? Why are they at a fucking Pink Floyd show? And then we got to talking to them, and they were the coolest people. They were like, we actually saw them in 1970 perform at Carnegie Hall.
Damn. Wow.
And they were saying that they performed for 6 hours.
At that Carnegie Hall show,
and that, like, the workers there were begging them to just stop.
Because
they wanted to go home.
Listen, I like some Pink Floyd, but 1970, that was, what album was that? Was that still
Sid
Barrett?
Yeah, it was still Sid Barrett.
Oh, my God.
No commercial success before that.
They must have noodled so much.
Well, remember Fucked Up's 24-hour show that they had down in the Lower East Side?
I did not go to it.
You didn't swing by there?
No.
I swung by for, like, 20 minutes. I saw Moby, so I left.
Oh, God. Was Moby at the Pink Floyd concert?
I didn't see him.
Noah, you saw the celebrity.
Were you in the Legend? Was he in the Legend Suite? So the other cool then Vince Neilstein sparked a joint, and he passed it to them. Mm-hmm. So we
to
got
the kids? The kids?
No, the old
people?
The kids, yes. The old people. And then I was talking to this guy sitting next to me who was obviously also a Floyd fan, but totally looked like a narc. Just like a...
Do you have a tie on?
He
had a polo shirt, actually,
yeah. There you go.
Yeah, it's summer. And so then I was like, hey, would you like some? And then he was like, no, thanks. I'm here with my daughter. I'm like, she could have some as well. And he's like, no, that's not what I mean. That's not what I mean at all. And I'm like, all right.
Is she easy?
Yeah.
But you know, it was the Yankee Stadium, and I absolutely hate that area. All those bars around there, terrible.
You know
what
was really strange? The media box was, like, right above the bar area, and at one point I was like, is sound coming from, like, tracks, or is it people that are talking? Because I don't, like, why would people talk? And I couldn't figure out if it was people in the bar being really loud or if it was, like, a part of the show.
I don't know what you're talking about. Yeah. So then it was definitely people at the bar.
Why would you pay so much money to just go talk at a bar?
Because they probably didn't
it's
pay
Donald
any
Trump's
money.
Donald Trump's son. You think he just wants to be seen.
No, they're in the luxury suite. That's a whole different level.
Speaking of not knowing what Noah's talking about, she posted a lot of pictures from the show on Facebook, and I couldn't make out what the fuck I was looking at in any of the pictures.
Really?
It was just like, greatest show ever, and it was like a blur. I'm like, what the fuck am I looking
That's
at?
That's why it's
what
the greatest show
ever. Greatest show ever. My thumb.
You know how high I was.
Your camera was as fucked up as you were.
Noah was so high that she was like, this is the greatest picture I've taken.
It's like the back
because
of Rob's
I was
head.
Looking at what was in front of me, and I guess I thought that was the picture that I was posting.
I have no idea.
She never left her house.
You didn't look at your phone. You just sort of held it up to snap away.
You're one of those people.
She never left her house. It was pictures of her kitchen. It was her blender.
YouTube videos of Roger Waters.
Whatever. It was definitely... like, I was thinking about it, and when, like, last week we went to Orion Fest and we saw Metallica, and I thought Metallica, wow, fireworks, the production, crazy. And then I went to see Iron Maiden, and then I was like, whoa, this is way better than that Metallica show. There's everything. There's fireworks and Eddie and everything. And then I go and I see Roger Waters, and that's, like, the top. Like, it doesn't get any more crazy than that.
Well, every band you're mentioning is older than the previous band, so maybe if you went to see, like, Chuck Berry or something, it'd be, like, even more amazing.
I don't even think he's
or you
is
get
he
raped.
Still alive.
Yeah, Chuck Berry's still alive.
Let's go see Beethoven.
Yeah.
The production value, I've never seen such good production value. Like, when they were building the wall, the thing about the wall was it was a giant projection screen.
Okay.
So,
it wasn't physical blocks?
It was.
Okay.
But, like, the blocks were,
it wasn't
like, white.
Cinder blocks.
They were white, yeah. So, like,
obviously. Something.
Yes. So, like, when they placed them, they would project on it.
Yeah.
And the
was
wall.
Was Danzig there helping?
Danzig was protecting this one area. It was like, you are not moving these.
No! Stay still.
You ain't moving.
By the way, Eggers just said, loud assholes in the Bronx? Weird.
Yeah, right. I know.
Come to the great Yankee Stadium.
It was so funny. We pre-gamed at a bar like across the street from it, and of course they're playing Pink Floyd, which I was so bothered by. Like, I don't want to hear Pink Floyd I'm going to see them.
Overload.
So, but at least for a while it was songs not on the wall. But then it got to songs on the wall. I'm like, we're gonna go. We're gonna see this in an hour. Turn this off. Anyway, but like these women were so drunk there, like. I don't know. When I think of a Pink Floyd fan, I just think of like a hippie, like a stoner.
Right.
But this was just your typical Bronx, like Bronx beat type, like
rides on the back
like,
of motorcycles.
Pink Floyd is like a mainstream.
I know. I misjudged it completely because they were so. These two women were so drunk and Comfortably Numb was on, and they were just like. Like crotched over, like
crouched,
like on their knees, like
crouched.
I can't speak. I'm stoned.
Crouched over.
Crouched over. Like,
cross the dark side of the moon to get comfortably numb in the great Yankee Stadium. It's
just like
Pink Floyd Day.
Nearly kissing each other, but instead of just like singing the lyrics to the song and just like feeling it, feeling it, man.
Feeling it.
Oh my gosh. The sound was so good.
Yeah, yeah. Oh, but so the stage, what was crazy, like when they would add a piece of the wall, like the projector would recognize that there's a new brick, and that particular brick would light up, completing the projection. Like they would project a wall with graffiti on it and like
Or like airplanes
art.
Flying at you.
Right, like in the movie.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. It was like the movie, but all the graphics were updated to be modern day.
Yeah.
And whereas you would think that could be lame, they actually did it perfectly. Like it made total sense. Like there was a lot of Banksy inspired street art on the wall, and like it was very modernized, like
but
modern
they
rebellion.
The classic like hammers marching and shit like.
Oh, absolutely! Yeah, but they modernized like the hammer graphics too. Sweet.
And Jonah Hill was there.
What?
Wait, he's modern. He did everything now.
Fat or skinny?
Fat.
He's gotten fat again.
Yeah.
I'm glad.
They
needed, he recognized he's not funny.
He played the wall.
They needed to wait till the whole wall was put together before they projected him on.
And it was really great. Like, once the wall was built, there was an intermission. And then when you come back, they did Hey You with the wall. Like, you were just staring at the wall. And they were doing
behind it.
They're behind it. And it's like, really, it could have just been a track. They could have just been, like, louder.
Longer intermission.
But it was so awesome, though. And the band was perfect.
Perfect.
And
so
like,
good.
How was the tearing down of said wall?
Oh, it was great.
Well,
it was really, really well done.
There was a part where he came out in this like ridiculous like long army jacket and he's shooting a rifle, and because of the surround sound and stuff, it seemed like he was really shooting people in the audience.
Yeah. It was so good. Okay, when there's like a bass drop, like a thump, you felt like I've never felt the thump as clearly and precisely. Like,
it was better than the one fireworks when they start shooting Metallica shows.
Yes.
Way better.
Yes. Like, Metallica, before I went to the show, I was like, wow, Metallica pretty much puts on the best show the best production I've ever seen. Like, forget about the music, just like the bells and whistles.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
But Roger Waters, like, the bells and whistles that they pulled out was, like,
I think
unbelievable.
He said it was, like 140 people, right?
Yeah.
On the production crew?
Yeah.
Jeez.
Just a ridiculous production. Just to build the wall, like, to look at it before the show even started, it was massive.
It was massive.
Massive.
Wait, now, you said you had floor seats, so were you on the field?
Yeah, I was in right field.
Nice.
Which was also a trip because I was like, nobody ever is on right field. Like, nobody who isn't a baseball player.
Mm-hmm.
And it was pretty ridiculous to look out and see, you know.
What was underneath you? Like, what was.
They put, like, there was definitely floor, like plastic flooring above the grass.
And you had, like, a folding chair or something?
Yeah. And seats.
That's pretty rad.
Oh, and the other thing that really annoyed me were there were people behind us. Everyone was like, sit the fuck down. The seats. The blah, blah. It's like, have you never been at a concert?
Yeah, right.
Let's
yeah.
throw
They're
people.
Old. Yeah, what the
they
fuck?
They weren't even old. It was like, it was meatheads that were like, sit the fuck down. You can still see if everyone sits. There's giant screens. What's
it's
wrong
true.
With you?
Down in front.
That's like when we saw McGruder grind and we went and sat down. And Avi yelled from the stage, who the fuck sits down at a grindcore show?
We were me and Vince
Steelseed.
Me and Vince Steelseed were definitely the most metal people there. Like, we were headbanging and stuff to certain parts. Because, I mean, the
while
wall,
you were sitting?
The wall.
Were you holding hands?
Not that intense.
While you were sitting?
No, but the wall is, I feel, the heaviest Pink Floyd record.
Oh, course,
I feel a lot.
Course.
The rest of them are much
more
mellower.
Radio friendly. Yeah.
Yeah. So there's a lot of like really, really heavy parts to it, and we were just getting so into it, and like everyone around us was just like,
look at these lamers.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like,
no, you don't get
those,
it.
Those guys are on drugs.
Oh, we definitely smoked. We were the smokers of our of our
you
area.
You smoked
for
more
sure.
than you had more drugs in you than anyone except Roger Waters.
Yeah. And with him, it's all like drugs to make him pee regularly, and keep his dick hard and stuff.
Propecia,
yeah. Extends.
Different.
The Rob takes those two, but just because he wants a really strong urine flow.
Mm-hmm.
Hey, you don't need no education to see Anthrax and the Pink Floyd at the Great Yankee Stadium.
It's true.
Because it is me, Bronx Borough President.
Bronx Borough President Ruben Studdard.
Just voted for the division, Bill.
And it was Ruben something. I couldn't think of his last name.
Ruben
Rivero.
Ruben Studdard.
How far the mighty have fallen.
Wow. They just give that to anyone.
I do have to say, I was at Mets Field on Friday.
Mets Field, yeah.
City Field. Mets' stadium.
Yeah. Don't stadium get it wrong. Darren will take off his belt.
That was a really nice stadium, I got to say.
It's beautiful.
Yeah, but they get shows like Daughtry.
Yeah, well.
They're letting the snow during the inning, don't they?
I think, didn't Bruce Springsteen play there, though?
And Billy Joel.
Paul McCartney.
Yeah. City Field?
I believe so.
Daughtry
All they were pimping was Daughtry.
But Daughtry played after a game, right?
I'm
going there in a couple weeks, and Cheap Trick is
for
playing
Daughtry?
After a game.
Daughtry?
Come on now. I was there last month when REO Speedwagon played after the game, but we left before.
Oh,
I have no interest.
No, we missed it. The Daughtry was last night, but we were there on Friday. And I'm sorry that we beat you guys.
Oh, that's all right. Listen.
Two out of three. Pathetic.
I can't.
We beat
bad.
You guys.
We're the worst team in the entire
league. You guys have nothing to do with either team.
Well, the Cubs
either
won 9
team,
out of 12 now.
It's called pride.
Unbelievable.
Cubs have won 9 out of 12. They're not that, you know, really? They're getting their shit together. No, they should. Mets should have won.
Yeah.
But,
I mean, of course. Yeah, you guys rallied pretty good. Yeah.
We're a flawed team still. You know? Yeah. Well, let's not get into
baseball. The real champ won at Sean was there with the Hasidic Jew protest.
Yeah, see, we do get big shows. Every year in New York City.
No internet.
Yeah, exactly.
So I got to read this. Super Nintendo Chalmers. Came for the Mets, stayed for Herman's Hermits.
Oh. For shame.
I don't get it.
Yeah, Rob, that's another band that was around when Pink Floyd was around.
I don't believe
a little
it.
Earlier
Sid,
than Pink Floyd.
Tambourine Man wants to know, Sid, are you going to see Poison Idea in New York this month?
No. Sean, are you going?
No, why does it sound like your nose is stuffed all of a sudden?
She just received a bukkake in the other room.
A nose cocky?
Yeah.
My throat is a little bit stuffed with cum.
Oh.
No, I'm just kidding.
Jeez. Where did that come from?
I don't. It's, I'm sick. I have a summer sickness. Mm. And it sucks to be sick in the summertime.
It's a lot of S's.
Yeah. Sucks to be sick in the summertime.
Sucks to be sick in the summertime.
Okay.
Say it again.
Let's take
say it sexually.
Yeah.
I can't. I have a cold.
I like balls.
Here we go.
All right, let's take ourselves a music break. Thank you.
Taco Grinder just called you alliterating Aviar.
Oh, very nice. We're going to kick it off with new music from Gojira, because I really like their new album, and you should check it out. It's called Les Enfants Sauvages.
See them at the Great Yankee Stadium.
Yeah.
This is Chuck Blandington. America ranks 37th among industrialized nations in providing health care for its citizens. USA, USA, USA. You're listening to the Metal Injection Livecast. Be careful not to break any bones or you're fucked. And now, here's the show.
Yeah.
Howdy, listeners. In order to keep up with all this jazz about social networking, Chuck Blandington is now on Twitter. Follow me at BlandInjection. It's mostly me making fun of Ola, Rob, and Frank. Oh, and I guess you should follow the livecast as well. Their Twitter handle is at MILocast. Twitter. I'm over it. It's time to return to the Metal Injection Livecast. But first, a word of advice. The first hour had way too much Jewish content. Please scale back the Hebrew talk, you menorah-loving yitz. I felt like I was at a bar mitzvah on mushrooms. And now, here's the show.
I'd love to do mushrooms.
There was, you make that same joke every time we play that.
I don't think it's a joke.
There was a lot of Jewish talk.
Speaking of mushrooms, did you hear about the kid in Florida earlier this week? I think I like
more face eating.
No, in a way, he was shrooming, and he thought he was in a dream, and he wanted to wake up from the dream.
No,
so
he ate the shrooms. Yeah. He went to sleep. Yeah. He woke up tripping
and thought he was still dreaming, in the dream. So he wanted to wake himself up. So he shot himself in the head, thinking that would wake. He didn't kill himself. He just, like, grazed himself in the forehead.
How do you not shoot yourself correctly at point?
Because that's how much he was tripping. But he thought that would wake him from the dream.
Uh-huh.
And then he just, like, stumbled outside, bleeding all
so
over.
So Darwin failed.
Yeah, exactly.
Okay.
Yeah.
Fucking Darwin. Can't get anything right.
So, Noah, someone in the chat says you look like AJ from the World Wrestling Entertainment. Do you think that, Rob?
Who that?
I could see that.
She's really pretty.
Could I see this? She's a fox. I guess.
Yeah.
I don't like her. Her body is really
bony.
She looks
like she's Hispanic, though, or some type of...
She's from Jersey.
You're better looking than that. No, I'm sorry.
She looks like a Max Hardcore girl. I just made Nick perk up.
Okay.
Some of these pictures, she's pretty good.
She's a fox, but she just...
Does she wrestle?
Yeah, but she has more of a guy's girlfriend role.
She's like a psycho actress. Miss Elizabeth.
Yeah, but she does wrestle. She's like in a love triangle, a quadrangle with three guys now.
So oh, nice.
Yeah.
Who's
that broad Kelly Kelly?
Kelly Kelly is, she hasn't been on the show for a while. What's she doing, Rob?
I heard about her on BuzzFeed.
AIDS.
Is
AIDS. That right?
She's doing AIDS?
AIDS?
Nice.
She has AIDS.
Oh, good.
Huh.
That should... Public
she's doing modeling right now, I think I read.
AIDS modeling. The new medicines come out and they need a, you know, before and after photos.
Canadian
so.
Gatan Dugas was the first person to get AIDS in 1980.
What is going on? What is
Kelly
this?
Kelly and Gatan Dugas were seen canoodling.
Yo, it's up on
Apple. Oh, this is what they're, okay. This is the new hit.
Come on, girl, I love you most. Come to my grill and have a toast. That is rock.
Yeah,
I'm making songs so we can dance.
This is a 6-year-old who made a booty song.
Wait,
with
sure?
A video with bikinied white women in it.
Are you sure this is Ween?
But the chorus is awesome. Let Darren see the video, Rob.
Oh, fuck God's sake. He looks like a fucking starving African child.
With a his belly button is so out. He is such an outie. It's disgusting.
But at least he's got Pauly D hair.
That's how much he makes booties pop. He made his own belly button pop.
He was hosing down abroad with like an adult woman.
Uh-huh.
With a hose.
Yeah.
Wow, when you're objectified by a 6-year-old, that's the bottom rung.
You made some bad career choices at some point.
So,
happens when a 6-year-old finds you outside of a meat hole shoot.
Right. One of the top comments is fucking creepiest belly button ever. And the other top comment is fuck the whole world. Also, this video has 19,700 dislikes, 3,000 likes.
The only thing more degrading than that is being a WWE diva, and then after that, meat holes.
He looks like he has a nose on his stomach.
Maybe it's his pee-pee.
He was in the new Total Recall movie.
The other thing that somebody said was, like, if this was a 6-year-old girl with a bunch of guys waving their dicks around her, this would have been taken in a completely different context.
Of course. But it's still
how is it any different? Yeah. Like, this is just as bad.
Well, this is a double standard.
This conversation has happened this week as well, where some broad jumped on the field at a baseball game and, like, slapped a bunch of players' asses. Uh-huh. And they're saying, okay, what if a guy jumped on the field at, I don't know, whatever, WNBA or something?
Oh, man, that poor guy.
Roller derby.
Or the guy would be killed.
Like, LPGA.
They would rape that guy.
But he groped a bunch of broads. We'd all be like, ha-ha, oh, it's so silly. No, that dude would be fucking maced and, like, you know, sent off to be like a sex offender.
It's just
but this girl like, oh, it's cute, it's funny. But,
complete double standard.
So they're saying that she should be registered as a sex offender now.
Oh.
But But no one's going to listen to the internet, you know, because already all the security guards are like, eh, it's okay, let her go.
Was she hot, though?
No.
Then no, she should be ready.
She was like the dumpy sorority girl in the sorority.
Remember Morgana?
Oh, yes.
With the gigantic tits?
At least she had that.
This woman with, like, fucking Triple J tits in the 80s used to jump on the field and kiss baseball players.
Ugh.
But it was like a thing. Like, after a while, they just arranged it so she could do it and they would act surprised, you know.
Hey, Sean, I could make a booty pop.
You can spray him with a hose.
Please do it right now. Spray me with your hose.
Yes.
It is a fashion.
It sounds like a nursery rhyme or something.
Oh, he does the robot in the video.
This is what happens when you take music education out of school.
And put it on the streets.
It's almost as good as that Call Me Maybe song.
Oh, there's this one shot where he has, like, a super soaker, but the super soaker looks like
a
penis.
No.
He's
spraying some girl in the face.
In the face.
Nice. It's like peeing on her.
He's
pimp.
Mm-hmm. By the way, we're listening to Albert.
Oh.
With the hit single.
Not Lil Albert?
Just Albert with the hit single Booty Pop.
B-E-N-I-S. That's my favorite snack.
Booty
Pops. Booty Pops. It's delicious.
Fruity Booty Pop.
Wait, doesn't that have Ashton Kutcher?
Or do you prefer the chocolate booty pop?
Come on. Me and Darren both prefer the chocolate booty pop.
Does it have a racist Ashton Kutcher in the marketing?
No.
Oh,
okay. Not the Nilla booty pops?
Do you know that female rapper who has T.I. in her video? She's like Norwegian. She's
the brat.
Dick.
The brat.
Totally.
The brat.
She's
Duh,
that's what I said.
She's like platinum blonde.
Robin?
Does not look like she... No, not Robin. Not Peaches. I don't
Go
remember.
Go ahead.
Krayshawn?
ABBA?
I'm sure if you search Krayshawn, you'll find her because it's that bad. But she's like from like some Nordic country, Norwegian.
Kesha? Is it Kesha?
Katy Perry?
No. But
Katy Perry?
This is like...
Britney?
Tyja?
No.
T.I. is in it. And
Janet Jackson.
It's like serious, like they're branding it and it's coming off as serious gangster rap from a white privileged Norwegian or
is it like
Nordic. Nordic.
How
girl.
Can you tell who's privileged in Norway?
Shingletown asks if it's Alexi Leho.
They live closer to the fjords. That's what it is.
To answer your question, it's whoever has a citizenship in Norway.
Okay, fair enough. Touche.
She shares the name. There's this black rapper. She's in like a tank top.
Stella Mwangi?
What? Isn't that a kind of beer?
No. She shares the same
name. No.
Go ahead. What?
She shares the same first or last name.
Iggy Azalea?
Yes.
I thought you were going to say her name was Rick Ross.
That?
Azalea, something Azalea is another female rapper who is like real.
Real. She's like real.
She is the real.
Yeah.
She no fake like the brat, like
that's
the
it,
piece of
it,
shit. Yo yo, Queen Latifah.
Little Kim.
Yo yo.
Or she's South African. Okay.
De La Soul.
Sounds like head PE. Click, clack, bang, bang, win the murder bitch. Iggy, do a big. Tell him keep sending bottles, I'ma pop 50. Is she good looking or no? Think they high? Not really. She a broke hoe, that's how you know she not with me. Keep my heels on high, ride or die. Is she came from Norway to do this, or she's like American Norwegian? She's from there.
It's no worse than MIA.
Yeah.
Oh, God.
If a rich Indian British lady can do this, then why not?
MIA is so awful.
Yeah.
No, I like that one song, Paper Plane.
She's Tamili. She's Tamili. She's not even.
Same thing.
I just like songs with gunshots in the music.
Yeah. This song is horrible.
Yeah, this is awful.
But it's not horrible because of where she's from.
No, not at all.
There's a whole genre of American hip-hop that sounds like this.
Yeah.
So it's a great copy of other horrible music.
Yeah, she accurately imitated terrible music, like Nicki Minaj.
Mm.
Which Rob posted on Facebook saying how great the song was.
I really like that Stupido song. It's
Which
so
song?
Catchy.
It's awful.
It's so catchy.
Rob feels catchy like she's singing right to him.
Thank you, Miss Minaj. I am a stupid hoe.
Thank you.
That's a drop.
Yep, that's perfect.
Please do a meat holes on me.
No.
I'm a stupid hoe.
You're a stupid hoe.
And the video is hilarious.
The video, I like the video. I like the
video.
It's not really hilarious.
The rocking chair. Come on.
I like the cinematography of it, but it's such a terrible song.
I feel like she's trying to be the modern day Miss Elliott.
But how is this catchy? Like, there's no melody to it.
I listen to metal.
Yeah, all right, but that's... well, you got a good point.
Is this a Little Kim diss track?
No.
I thought this was her talking to Little Kim.
That's like general hoes, I think.
Because, you know, when she says that, she's like, you know, like, I'm making money now and you're not. You're like, I'm making records and you're a fucking piece of shit. Blah, blah, blah.
But I think it's to all her detractors.
Here, there's a breakdown
coming. I know they
coming.
Have beef.
Wow.
She just talks like a baby. It's not...
Yeah.
Or she talks like an ain't gay man.
But I don't
it's
even
just
care.
Silly.
It's like looking
silly
at
song.
Her.
And she has a ridiculously large booty.
Oh, well, duh.
Nick is agreeing with me.
I hate her. I will kill her, but I would...
You'd hate
first,
fuck her? Would you fuck her first or kill her first?
No, fuck first.
Okay.
I'm not into that. But
just
that,
asking.
That ass... Yeah.
No, sleep assault for you?
Yeah. No, she's insanely attractive. I'm not denying that.
Gag factorly so.
Yes.
She has big, really dark nipples, though.
Is that right?
So?
Yeah.
She
was on
like
Good
black.
Morning America and her tip popped out.
What do you want, pink nipples on a black lady? What's wrong
with
that? No,
that
could be.
That's
the name of the episode, by the way. Pink nipples on a black lady. 100% that's the name of the episode.
Yeah.
Okay. This is like hurting me. It's
yeah,
so,
this is like
so
a buzz
awful.
In my ear. It's like my alarm
yeah.
clock. It's
yeah.
It's terrible. It's no DOS effects.
Can we listen to Call Me Maybe
like
now?
No.
Her tits are on the internet this week, too.
Well,
Carly
Rae
Jepsen. Was it?
It's just a bra that looks like it.
Rob, put some DOS effects on since we just mentioned
they
it.
Want can you put, I'd rather listen to Chromeo than this.
No.
Go ahead. Yes.
No.
Shut this
I
off.
I
want
to hear Donald Glover rap.
They want effects.
We'd rather do a radio show.
Actually,
they have
I want
other songs.
Yeah, they had two albums.
Are you talking about Rex Effects?
No, come on.
Awful. So fucking white.
Microphone check. Microphone check. Oh,
that was another one.
Bum stiggity bum.
Pinocchio's nose. Oh, we have a caller.
Impromptu hip hop playlist.
This is hip hop injection.
Okay, can you lower the music?
812.
No, the music band.
Keep... Hello?
Hey, who is this?
This is Niazi.
Oh. Niazi, what's up?
I'm good.
Where are you from again, Niazi, for our newer listeners?
I'm from Indiana.
He's a Saudi Arabian.
You're not from
Indiana.
Let's get that.
I know.
Him and Aziz Ansari, the two Arabic people in Saudi Arabia, in Indiana.
Yeah, but Aziz has managed to lose his accent.
That's true.
Aziz isn't Arabic. He's Indian.
Well, same difference.
You, are
you know what I mean?
Racist.
The two brown people
very
in Indiana that don't play for the Colts.
Okay.
But
so
you know,
up?
Me and Aziz were born on the exact same day, the exact same year.
That's crazy.
Wow. That's
crazy.
So rare.
Me and Rick Ankiel, the baseball player, born on the same day, same year.
So
all right.
On hold on. Niazi, what's up, man? Why are you calling in the show? Why are you bothering us? No, I'm just kidding. What's up?
I'm asking if you're going to do a Halloween sketch.
A Halloween sketch?
What was last?
Yeah.
Did any kind of sketch?
About 2 years ago.
Yeah, it's been a while.
Yeah.
Secret Santa, that was the last thing.
Why is that?
Rob.
It's Rob's fault.
It's not Rob's fault.
It's really Frank's fault.
It's the weird fault.
Nobody's fault. We're just
busy.
We're just
doing
uninspired.
Other stuff. Yeah.
I shouldn't
uncreative.
Say fault. It's
all of our comedic energy goes into the live cast.
Yes. I feel like we've become the cubbyhole of, you know, of all our comedic stuff.
It seems like it.
Well, and Metal Injection kind of veered off into just interviews and news, more or less.
Yeah.
It's a music song.
Because we have just as much fun, but it takes way less effort than like a whole big video production.
Right.
Just get in a room and talk.
Yeah, but we talk about doing funny stuff. It's just we have larger ideas, so it takes longer to do than like
if you could see in our brain, wow, that would be some show.
Yeah.
But oh well.
I hope that answers your question, Niazi.
Yes.
Any more?
Are you going to do or not?
Why don't you write something?
What's your favorite skit that you've ever watched on Metal Injection?
Do you like the Halloween stuff that we've done or what?
Yeah, the Halloween stuff.
Which Halloween?
Which one in particular?
The last one, I think.
Which one is that?
What happens?
I didn't really see them.
Rob dies.
Rob dies. Which one? I die in...
Working on one where Rob draws a picture of Muhammad. I don't know if he'd you're going to like that one. A little controversial.
Which one?
Smoke weed and dies.
I smoke weed. Oh, the fix that we did.
Oh, okay.
With like the creep show fix. We did the three stories. The one with Noah kills everyone in the live cast.
Yeah.
Yes. Yeah. This one.
Yeah, that wasn't too long ago.
That was before the Secret
Santa.
That was a few years ago.
That was like 2000. Yeah. Oh, yeah. That was
like at least 2 years ago. Was three. No, I was blonde, I think, for that. So that.
Oh, my God. You were blonde?
Yeah.
That was when we did. That was on our second studio.
Yeah.
You were blonde during the Metal Idol, too. Right?
Yeah. My favorite skit that we've ever done were the SNL parodies.
Yeah, that was awesome.
That was like a great concept show.
Let's send us to Sasha hosting.
Yeah.
And I elbowed you in the face.
You got into a fight with everyone on that episode. In every segment, you got into a fight.
Yeah, we didn't even realize that till after. Like, it wasn't like a planned thing.
Right.
It's just funny how we were like, how are we going to get out of the scene? You just beat somebody up. Yeah, that works.
That works.
I also like the Metal Idol sketch.
Oh, the American
that one
Idol.
Was a good one.
That has like 8 trillion views on YouTube.
Yeah, really good.
People go looking for American Idol.
Yeah, really good STL.
Not really 8 trillion. I was exaggerating.
But really a large amount of views on... Yeah, I'm going to look it up now.
How many comments?
I also like the VJ search.
It has 70,000 views.
Jeez.
Yeah, 70,892 views.
Wasn't
that? Sean is the reason why we have so many views.
Mm-hmm. I bring the watches. I don't.
I like when Nick used to play Lord Worm.
The Worm. Mm.
So give us a little worm. Go ahead.
Walking through the forest. I am
the Alaskan timber worm.
They bit him, and that is how he became their master.
By the way, the Arab song that we did, 116,000 views.
Wow.
What? The last time I checked, it was like 50.
But also, that's just because of the 50 cent. It's a 50 cent.
Here's why.
Yeah.
My neighbor, still to this day, he's like, oh, man, that song.
Here's the top comment on that. Yo, dumbass, can't you read? It says Arab, you dumb shit. Arab, nigga. All day, her. So he's talking about Arab.
And that's in response to nothing. It's in response to
wait,
itself.
What about the Rob eating cum video? How many views that have?
That's on XTube.
It's not a video of Rob eating cum. It's a parody about.
No, I'm asking about that video. Also, I'm not asking about the song.
It has 10,693 views.
So 2009 was when we did that Halloween sketch. Mm-hmm.
Is there a way to send a link to the Rob eating cum video to the entire employee list at Sirius?
Yes.
So they all know they're working.
If there
with,
is, yes, you would find
is.
It.
Yes.
Please do.
No. Reply all. Come on. Make it happen.
No. Rob is my friend. I would never do that to him.
Can I do it?
Yes.
Send it to everyone
at
MTV.
Yeah, at MTV.
Spread the word.
This is the guy who won. That award that you never gave him.
This is what you're... Oh, but they did have everyone sign it. They just forgot to give it to him.
I got the joke. I got
the
humor.
Tabitha Soren even signed it.
Oh.
I like her.
Since Metal Injection is a collaborative effort, who gets to keep the actual
statue? There's plans in the works.
Or is there going
to
be multiple?
Address that. We're not allowed to say.
We'll talk about it.
Bland gets to keep it because that's how they do it. That's how robots do it.
Mm-hmm.
I won't say what it is, but Frank is that plan going to still happen?
I don't know. I have to run it by Frank, actually.
Oh, Jesus.
I have to talk to him about it. But
does he even know we won an award?
Yeah, he sounded like a novel.
I know. I'm just...
Does he know there's a website?
Yeah.
Is that, okay.
Is he logged in? He's been touring for a while, so I don't know. He's in the loop.
So, Niazi, did that answer all your questions?
Yes.
We lose
Are you still there?
Yeah, I'm there. I'm here.
Okay, good. So, any more questions, or we're good?
We're good.
Okay.
Are you
Very
sure?
Are you
energy.
Satisfied with your call?
Maybe.
John, are you fasting? You're so low energy
He's
today.
Very weak.
What's going on?
He has nothing to eat in Indiana.
I'm lying down. I'm relaxing.
Oh, he's relaxing. Uh-oh.
Uh-oh.
Rob.
Oh, not that relaxing. I'm relaxing.
Rob likes to relax a lot.
Roused and relaxing.
Not Rob's relaxing.
Yeah. Are you thinking of Noah while relaxing?
Wait, I wasn't paying attention. What's going on? I was relaxing.
Yeah. All over your chest.
Yeah.
Maybe.
Nyazi said he was lying down.
Nyazi? He's not a Nyazi.
I have something very creepy going on in the chat here.
Okay. What?
Grindcore Luigi said, does anyone know Rob's phone number? Honestly, he bleeped part of it out in the episode, but you can piece together in other episodes his full number.
How can you piece it together?
Because you've said it, like, you've said the first three numbers on occasion, and then you bleeped out the first three numbers
in
the other.
It's really awesome that Rob's prefix is 420. That's all.
So that's a start.
I think that's so fucking awesome for someone like Rob.
That now we have to bleep that.
Yeah. Thanks a lot, Nick. Do you know how much work that's
going
to
be? He's getting a phone call. Oh, my God. Yes. Answer.
I could have meant area code, too.
Nick, you just gave him the final piece of the puzzle.
Give him the phone number,
Nick. That was weird.
Phone number.
Who was it?
It was blocked. It was blocked.
Wow. Here we go.
Hello? Nope.
Hello.
Damn it. Grindcore Luigi took a stab at it. He made a guess in the chat.
And did it work?
No.
I'm not going to say. If I say it.
Just tell him. It doesn't
it's
matter.
It's not.
Well, that's not my number. Get out of here.
That's not his number. What you wrote is not his number.
Keep trying.
I should say it is.
I'll say what it is. It's 646-929-1357.
Yes, right. Nyazi knows it.
Go ahead, Nyazi. Say it.
646-999-1357.
That's it. That's Rob's number.
Someone definitely has it, huh?
Get a hold of the Googler. He had Rob's number.
He had your parents' number. That was really weird.
Pants Brodini says 646-420. Never forget.
Nice.
So Nyazi, how do you like the United States?
Is that really his name?
Yeah.
The what?
How do you like the United States? How's it treating you?
That's good. There's bad thing and good thing.
You date any white girls?
No.
Dating anybody?
Did I meet anybody?
Have you been dating anybody? Any American chicks?
Oh, no. I've been busy.
We've got a Palestinian lesbian. We could totally hook you up.
Were you busy relaxing?
New York.
Yeah. What are you busy with that you can't date?
He works at the Dairy Queen.
Oh no.
I'm improving my English.
Ah, he's working hard.
Yeah. It's an extensive program, so, yeah.
Okay.
No internet relationships? Okay.
No.
No. Flight training.
Wow.
Shingletown. Isn't Palestinian Lesbian the name of Sean's band?
Yes.
Yep.
Palestinian colostomy bag.
That's actually a really good drink.
Oh, I had one. I don't have those.
They put too much milk in it.
I had a PCB the other day. It was really good. Now they're saying they got this a team effort here. Everyone just try every four number combo.
Yes,
following
everybody call at the same time. Eventually, Rob will pick up.
Well, someone got it. Someone called already three times.
Yeah,
it could be my parents, though.
It's like winning the Willy Wonka prize.
Well, you just told the person who called that you got through.
Your parents block their phone number to your phone? Yeah.
They just have their phone number blocked generally.
Oh, okay. How long before Rob changes his number? We should start a pool.
My number is so awesome, I could never change it.
420-69-69.
It's actually 68-69, because he likes both.
Oh, okay. I like it.
Oh.
What's a 68?
Soixante-neuf.
867.
So the number is 646-929-69.
That's a really cool reference to this show.
646-929-1357 is the number.
Someone says that if you go to the episode where he says it, Noah says 277 what afterwards, so I think those are the last three.
You didn't do
I don't
a very good
know.
Job of bleeping.
I don't even know Rob's phone number. I just said that. Like, I don't know Rob's phone number by heart.
You guys are like 4chan.
I know my phone number by heart. I know my parents' phone number by heart, and that's it. And my brother's.
What episode did I say it in? I remember saying it.
It was at Frank's house.
Yeah.
Well,
there was multiple times then, because there was definitely once when it was...
Yeah, by the time they send in the Andy Dick pics,
that was me and Rob's old place.
Oh.
It was on Frank's house.
It was at Frank's.
It was
well,
at Frank's.
Frank's. It was at Frank's.
No, definitely.
Yes, it was.
When,
100%.
When I think
doubt.
The Andy Dick picks was when it was at our place, Rob.
No.
No.
Yes.
It was at Frank's.
No.
100%.
No, you are
that
wrong.
Was, that was when Avi was there.
Oh, right. Yes. Yeah. I thought it was Suicide
really?
Sounds, but it was.
Oh, yeah, you're right. Maybe it wasn't Avi was there.
Then you've definitely given your number out more than once.
That's sad. I have early Alzheimer's, and I have a better memory than all the potheads in the fucking room.
Well, I'm not a pothead.
You don't have
don't
early Alzheimer's. Every week you come in with a new ailment,
yeah.
Darren.
I don't.
You don't have.
I got club foot.
I'm saying
I got select OCD.
I took some Activia. I cleared right up. No, it's not, I'm just joking, but I have a really bad memory, which Rob will say is not true, I think, from smoking pot for a long time.
You remember all these like movie references and history.
That's long-term memory. The little like things that just happened,
oh,
I can't remember
okay,
for
yeah.
shit.
Yeah, I don't have a problem with that.
I remember things from 30 years
Quick,
ago.
Quick, where's Niazi right now?
I don't know. I'll give up.
On hold.
No.
No, I'm here.
Niazi, where are you?
I'm here.
He's here.
He's here.
So
here.
He's going to sit in on the show the whole time?
Here.
You
yeah.
sit in
I don't know. You didn't say goodbye.
I'm just relaxing, man.
We didn't say what?
We didn't say goodbye.
There you go. That's that.
Yeah, here you go.
Yeah.
I saw this great video on YouTube where this guy's doing some fucking wannabe Alex Jones show on public access. And the guy just calls in, like, mocking. He's just like, hey, you're a big faggot redneck motherfucker. And he hits the button and he can't hang up on the guy. It's like, I'm still here, fuckface.
The phone's probably not plugged in. It's probably like just the show phone.
And he starts banging the fucking buttons like, it won't work. We know your number. We're going to trace it.
And
fuck
then,
you. I'm still here. Fuck off.
There's like four
We play
papers.
That. We play
there's,
that.
There's 50 different versions
yeah.
of that.
Wait, is Niazi still on?
Yeah. Niazi, are you there?
Oh, no,
he hung up.
Okay.
Damn.
646-929-1357.
Can we talk about this newspaper clipping that I posted on the Chuck Blandington account yesterday?
Oh, sure. By the
quickly.
Way, Bland Injection.
Because it's the funniest thing
I've
ever
seen.
Bland
has been on fire the last couple of weeks.
Well, the Randy Bly situation had him fired up. But let's each take a turn reading one of these. This 1950s New York newspaper.
I
want to
read Noah's Grandpa's one.
Well, that's all of them, though.
Okay.
Well,
it was like a...
It's a
1950s newspaper in New York had the question of the week kind of segment, and they asked just common New Yorkers this one question, and this particular question was, if a woman needs it, should she be spanked?
Uh-huh.
So I'll read the first one, and then we'll just go around.
It.
There's four
okay.
of them.
Sure.
All right, Miguel Matos, a Brooklyn counterman, replies, why not? If they don't know how to behave by the time they're adults, they should be treated like children and spanked. That ought to make them grow up in a hurry. If it doesn't at first, they'll soon get the idea.
Is this real?
Yes,
what
this is real.
Very, very real.
This is from The Observer, I believe, in the 50s.
Oh, all right.
Gothamist linked to it.
This is from Frank Desidero, Brooklyn Barber.
Desiderio.
Yeah, fuck it.
An I.
Yeah, two ethnic.
You will
strong.
Honor his name.
Fuck
yeah.
those Italians. But I like that he's a barber. All right. Yes, when they deserve it. As a barber, I've got a lot of faith in the hairbrush. I think there are certain cases when it is advisable. When it is, there's no reason why you shouldn't go right ahead and do it. I can't knock the idea. In my business, a man sets a lot of store by the results he can get with a hairbrush properly applied.
Oh, that's hot.
Sean cringed when he read that.
Darren, Pants Brogini in the chat requested you read yours as Danzig. Or Dave Mustaine.
I was going to read it as the Iron Sheik.
Oh, that's even better. Let's do it.
Teddy Gallet, a Brooklyn parking lot attendant. You bet it teach them who is the boss. A lot of the woman, they forget this is a man's world. And a lot of men who step down as boss of a family wish they hadn't. Spanking helped them get back some of the respect that they lost.
I have it. William Davis, Brooklyn toy factory owner. Yeah, most of them have a coming to them anyway. If they don't, it will remind them how well off they are. I subscribe to the theory that an ounce of prevention
is worth a pound of cure.
God, look at his picture.
So nobody said no.
No, they all wanted support.
Because women were put on the planet to get spanked.
Nobody said, what the fuck, are you crazy? Spank a fucking...
If Noah was the next one over, she'd be like, oh, please.
Yeah, what are you going to say? Yeah, women love it. What's the matter?
Yeah, but Noah's very...
Please use a wooden hairbrush.
But you're very... what's the word I'm looking for? You're very not submissive in real life, though. You'd be really pissed off by that.
Yeah, no, I would.
But
I
when it's sexual, it's different. But
broads like to be spanked?
No, not all broads. It depends what you're into.
Well, how can you make that sort of generalization? Don't
you
all
know,
broads
like when, to be... You know when you're banging?
That's
you give,
like
you
like,
give a little,
don't all broads like a little jizz on the face?
Actually,
I mean, it's,
yeah, don't they?
I actually have
a
matter
one broad like it or not.
I have a friend who I introduced to the show, and like, because you always talk about the submissive stuff, and she's like, it's really weird because she seems like such a like a powerful personality. Like,
I talk about submissive stuff.
Well, we have. I mean, not like constantly,
like
but like, you know, you've said that you've hinted at stuff that like you.
But I like to pee on guys. So
well, that no
that's
no
submissive.
Are you getting angry at me?
Yeah. Right now.
No.
Submissive is a diss to her.
I'm sorry.
No, you, but
no,
you,
I don't know how. Like, I can't think of anything that I would have.
Well,
said.
Well, you just said that you. Well, all right. I guess I.
I thought. I mean, I think spanking someone with a hairbrush is hot.
Yeah, you're doing
submissive.
It.
Yeah.
No, you're. No, he's saying you're into submissive guys.
No. I was saying
oh,
that you're.
Submissive
you
guys.
Like guys doing stuff to you also that
oh.
dominate you.
Only like
you
a
said
certain
you
type
raped.
Of guy. I mean, so I would be open to it to try, you know, the guy knows what he's doing.
I must have misunderstood.
Oh, exactly, rape.
Yeah.
Like, I do have a rape fantasy.
Exactly, so that's kind of a...
Yeah,
you that's know.
True.
So that's,
oh,
like, I'd be submissive.
Oh,
to
oh
yeah,
that's you should
rape.
Bleep that, though, because if you ever do get raped and then there's a trial, they will play that audio and the guy is going to walk.
Fantasy.
I listen
fantasy.
To the podcast, that's
I
why.
Yeah, but even if you say you have a rape fantasy, you know, that could walk in court.
Yeah. Asking for it, basically.
Let's bleep it. Well, just the same way we bleep
like,
Rob's
I
number.
Like the two people at the same time had the same joke. One was, Rob can make that fantasy happen. And then
Rob
and then
will go
other...
help Noah live out Noah's rape fantasy.
Well, what
well,
is that?
I guess I
have,
to.
Have you ever thought about that?
Raping Noah?
I'm yes. sure he has.
Yeah.
Come on.
Come on. Tell us the truth.
No.
We already asked him
never?
If he ever thought about having
never?
Sex with
if
Noah.
If he's at all realistic, then any fantasy of fucking Noah would have to be a rape fantasy.
That's what I'm trying to say. That's
no, 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 no. He can have a fantasy where she consents to it.
Yeah,
and
like
it won't really
dinner.
Happen.
I just
want
to remind everyone I'm in the room.
Wait, we're discussing this.
The
Irma.
Rapist is in the room.
Oh, my God, Noah, run. He's in the room.
Wait, in the womb?
In some ways, yes. So, Noah, what does your rape fan? How deep do you get into it? Do you have a whole pre-show?
Has Rob ever been the guy?
No.
No,
on.
Does
no.
the guy have, like, a criminal record? Is it a date rape thing? Are you, like,
does he have a gonzo nose?
We go to rapid fire. Hold on. I want to ask. Is there?
Is he Ole Anderson?
Okay. I want to ask you generally, is there, like, a pre-show? Like, is there, like, a setup? Or are you just being raped?
Does he work at Sirius?
Come on.
Is it Levy Klutsky's dismembered body?
Cousin Brucey. Hey, cousins, I'm here raping Noah. CBS FM.
I don't know. I guess I just want it to be, like, unexpected, so I don't really fantasize anything.
Like surprise butt sex or what?
Is there a pre-show on your end? Like, you're coming out of a bar or something? You get thrown in an alley? Or...
No, I don't want it to be, like...
Dirty.
Like outside, I want to be.
He puts
inside.
Down a little tarp.
What if it's like your cable guy.
Like, okay, you can rape me, but not out here. It's gross. Take me to a hotel at least.
Noah, would you put an ad out on Craigslist inviting a man, to come here, stranger, complete stranger, open a door and have him redo that type of fantasy, right?
And if so,
no,
let Nick know when you're
making
that. Because
he's a stranger.
Yeah.
And what if he...
It can't be rape if you know
yeah.
The real champ one writes, the rapist has to have really nice hands, though.
Yo, yes.
I got to just point out what Sean absolutely. Just said. It can't be rape if you know him. Yeah, no. No one who knew anyone ever raped him.
I don't want to really get raped.
That's what he tells Vanessa today. Like, no, this is, trust me.
This is conceptual.
Rape.
You know me.
You know me, dummy. What are you talking
I looked
about?
It up on Wikipedia. I'm not raping you right now.
It's
seriously,
in Scientific Proof magazine.
How do you think I've ever gotten laid by her? You know me. It's okay.
Rape by Urban Dictionary.
Hey cousins, I officially know Noah, so it's not rape. We're gonna spin a few platters here, and then I'm gonna go make Noah's asshole bleed on Serious
of Rome. No, I don't want that. Okay.
If that was true, I'd be going home with a lot better story today.
Butthole fisting.
That's it. I'm not talking to you guys anymore.
Oh, come on.
During this rape, would you ever want like someone to wear you like Kermit the Frog on his forearm?
Oh, fuck Christ.
See, you know what? And I feel I actually have a constructive criticism because I feel these ridiculous things. She'll stop talking. Like, you have to ask normal questions so that you
base the question.
Can we just answer that one and then move back
but
to
then
the
I'll, but I'll get up to that. You just don't give me a chance. I'm going to get to the Kermit.
I like the hand gesture you're making is the Kermit.
You got to ease her into the Kermit.
Yes. You have to go in with the gooseneck and turn it into the Kermit fish.
But what I really want to know is that
I don't want
to
get raped anymore. I'm done.
Like, do you think of it as, when you say fantasy, to me, a fantasy that you sit down and rub one out, or there's just something you want to try. So which one of those is that?
Or all of the above.
It's something that, like, needs to be consensual, so it's not really rape.
Right.
I think it's just more of, like, forceful sex.
You want to do it, but you want the guy to pretend he's raping you? Like,
yes.
And you'll say no, but it's prearranged that
you
have,
like,
but
yeah,
there's,
you have
like, a safety word.
Yeah, yeah.
If it gets too much for me.
Vagina boobs.
No, it's interesting to me.
Now, wait.
I think we've turned Noah off to the concept of rape.
No,
you can't do that. No.
Sorry,
it takes a lot more to do. Too ingrained.
Yeah.
Well, she's going to think of Rob doing
actually,
it.
Actually, I'm thinking more about it. It's actually inspiring.
Oh.
Wait, now knife or something like a blunt object, say like a lead pipe?
Oh, no, I want him to use his hands.
Simulated rape here, Sean. You're too far off the deep end.
Where is Bruno when this happens?
Bruno is in a different place.
By the way, Sean.
Bruno cannot see Noah being raped.
Yeah.
You would jump on the guy and start biting or humping, or it could be a
bestiality. By the way, Sean, put that pipe back in the metal injection bathroom, please.
Oh,
you don't need it.
Not into your ass.
Yeah, well,
no. We got a few good questions here that I wanted you to
feel. Wait, why did you say that you can't use a knife and a pipe? Of course you can. Like, this broad that I was friends with liked the dull end of the knife against her throat while the dude was banging.
Not every chick's
right
there.
No, I don't want that.
Rob
that
said,
girl
this
is
simulated. You don't use
that
a knife.
That girl is crazy. that answers that question.
Now, we have a few questions here.
Yeah, let's field some chat questions. Go ahead.
Does the real chump one says, does the rape fantasy involve puking on dicks?
No.
No.
I'm not into puke.
Also, same guy. Can Monica be in the scene, too?
If she wants to be.
Awesome.
Would you get raped by Dave Mustaine and let Rob watch?
No.
Why?
I don't like Dave Mustaine anymore, and I don't want Rob watching me have sex.
Can Rob interview him afterwards for metalinjection.net?
What if it's taped and you can give the tape to Rob?
Can I watch a tape of you getting raped?
No.
Tape rape.
No.
What about Chris Broderick? Would you get raped by the Brod?
Chris Broderick looks too much like my ex.
I have a good question here.
Dog the Bounty Hunter?
We let a good one pass by.
That is her ex.
Would you let Jeff Loomis rape you if Rob has to watch?
Oh, that's a good one.
Rob, cross your fingers.
Why does it have to be Rob watching?
Because he likes to watch.
Because we know the answer.
Any other
just
guy
Jeff
watching
Loomis.
She would be okay with.
I'd let someone else watch. I mean, I'd be open to that, but I don't want Rob.
Why?
No, why don't Rob? Why don't, hold on,
I'm a little offended here.
Yeah. Why don't you want me to watch?
Because I know you too well. I don't want to be sexy in front of you.
Didn't he watch?
I'd live tweet it.
No, because Sid will just criticize everything. He'll be the party pooper.
Oh, that's how you're having
call
sex?
That a fucking rape?
No, a more drool. Come on.
Nice zit on your butt.
Yeah. Can you move? I can't see the insertion. Move. Yeah.
Maybe a manicure?
For a rapist, there's not a lot of effort here.
Talking about anybody that she knows watching. There's a big difference between Rob, me, Sid,
oh,
Darren,
so Nick you would let
Frank.
Watch.
No. I'm saying there's a big difference between us and, like, some random hot guy that she'll never have to see again.
Right.
Would you ever be interested in getting raped to the soundtrack of Foghat?
No, this is such a...
You always fuck it up.
She's making it about you.
Yeah.
I like Foghat.
Can we
Sean,
exclude
just
Sean from this?
You have a rape fantasy as well. Let's
I
talk
I
about
do.
Your
Foghat rape fantasy. Yeah.
I want to actually rape Foghat.
It could happen. Just go to any county fair. They're waiting for it.
They're probably open for Smash Mouth.
Oh, dear God.
Oh, God, no.
Yeah, pump it in just in, the, yeah. in time with the tune.
But not against someone's will. Who would be against it if this was playing? Everybody's down to fucking
yeah.
the song.
Yeah, it wouldn't right. be rape anymore. It won't be in the mood.
Yeah.
By the way, this is an 8-track I just pulled out.
Yeah. You got it from Cousin Bruce's collection.
A little fog hat here on 70s on 7. Gonna go whip out my cock and put it in all of Noah's holes and Violator on CBS FM. We'll be right back.
The real champ one writes, Sean's rape fantasy involves Avi from Magruder Grind and a bag of Doritos.
Oh.
Nick, you might not understand it because Sean was once driving and had to squeeze one out and did so in a bag of Doritos.
Yep.
Little fog hat with you.
Oh, I'm sorry.
And I think I was listening to Foghat at the time. Hey, but it was Fool for the City.
Gonna stick my shriveled up Brooklyn Jewish cock so far down Noah's throat she's gonna puke up her breakfast on CBS FM!
Is
that
Bruce
Rob?
Jewish?
Huh?
Oh, are you kidding?
Okay.
Uncle Brucey? I mean, Cousin Brucey?
Uncle Brucey is definitely Jewish.
He is so Jewish. Well, let me look up his real name. I think it's a real Yid name. The Grease Man?
The Grease?
I don't know. That I don't know. Cousin Brucey Morrow.
The real champ one is really hitting it out of the park with the zingers.
Oh, wow.
Sean's rape fantasy isn't original because he can't come up with his own material. Sean's rape fantasy is really just Noah's rape fantasy recycled.
Plus
Foghat.
Yeah.
With
Foghat. Like,
by the way, Bruce Morrow is his name, and his real name is Bruce Meyerowitz.
Oh, okay. Meyerowitz.
Damn.
There you go.
But he looks like such a Yid, though.
That's a problem.
When we went to Sirius, there was pictures of everybody, uh-huh. like Howard Stern, and
yep.
they all had doofy pictures, and the doofiest one was Cousin Brucey.
Yep.
He's like
no, I think Jim Brewers was...
I didn't even see
that
because I've been in Cousin Brucey's studio where it's the most obscure, like, 60 celebrities' photos.
Does it smell like grandma in there?
Oh.
No, they get...
Vicks vapor rub.
There's really good ventilation.
Ben Gay.
That's not a different...
Was he, like, under the console napping?
We did find him there once. We're like, Mr. Brucey.
Did you say that, really?
No, I've never met him.
Hmm. Well, you're lucky.
Sad.
Oh, is it sad?
Sure.
Why? He's a dickhead.
You wouldn't like a picture of Rob and Cousin Brucey on Facebook to look at?
Well, he'd forget it somewhere.
Rob would forget it. Because he forgets.
Pictures.
We have the phone lines are open for a few more minutes, folks. If you want to give us a call, the number to dial.
Don't give out your cell phone number.
Yeah.
347-389.
No. Hey!
You got the first two. Get to work.
646-929-1357.
I actually got the first 5 out of 10. They're halfway
yeah.
there.
That's fine. They can call me.
Mm-hmm. Call me.
I'll talk to them.
What would you say?
I don't know.
What if Eggers calls you right now? What would you say?
I would probably ask him what he's up to.
Mm-hmm.
And then I'll ask him when the last time he jerked off was.
Really?
And then I'll ask him to tell me about it.
You know he's
going to
fucking now.
Ralph Shackleton.
I'd be like, how's MTV?
No,
when was the last time you jerked off?
just
did
Noah
you waste any cum?
Call Noah now.
I need to call Noah a lot more often.
It's only
I
for
told
listeners.
I told you that earlier.
That's right. That's
Nick
right.
doesn't listen to our show. He doesn't get that treatment.
I mean, I don't really talk on the phone with anyone. Like, I don't have anything that I want to know that's going on that I would need to talk to someone on the phone.
Okay. Ordering food?
Unless they tell me about their dirty things that they like.
Wow.
Jeez.
So you'll be hearing a lot more from me.
I'm just saying that's when Nick would call me more.
Oh. Is there any?
We have been going out a lot together.
Oh.
Is there any kindling?
At the party,
no
people thought they were boyfriend and girlfriend.
I always think that when I see
I came in with Nick and then I like went in a totally different room.
Well, to be fair though, 2 seconds after they came in, Noah was very loudly telling a story about how Nick was coming on to her after
he
being really drunk.
Every time I've seen you two together, he always tries to have sex with you.
Nick,
has that ever happened?
Nick,
well,
I've
only worked
that's
a few
not
times.
True at all.
But jokingly, I feel like it's jokingly.
Oh, no, of course.
I feel it's
around,
very much half joking because if Noah was like, really? They would both be in the bathroom two seconds later.
Right, I agree.
What?
It's he knows it's not going to happen, but if you said yes, it, boom. He'd be
We created a pact that said that if any of us ever like really, really desperately needs to get laid, we'd use each other. But that's never going to happen.
How do you
know?
Happened a bunch of times already.
I actually don't remember that.
Actually, no. It's not. Not that you can do that. You can call me,
well,
but you said that I can call you if I ever need to get.
Oh,
laid.
Well, that's thoughtful.
I think what I was
every
more
guy
saying.
Says every girl.
I think
if you ever need to get laid, I'm right here.
I think what I was saying more of, don't sell yourself short, and if you do, then you want to go to somebody who knows you better.
If you
want
to
be
yourself,
you sell yourself short and bang me.
You want somebody to treat you right, baby, and I'm going to be that man.
If you ever sell yourself short in that way, at least make it somebody who knows you.
Yeah.
That's all. And I did that. That could apply to Rob.
Yeah.
Really?
What do you mean, yeah?
You massage Rob's prostate if you really needed it.
Would you?
I meant Nick.
Massage Rob's prostate?
Yeah. Whoa. Really, really
I would
it.
Be doing
really
all of
the massaging. I like how Rob always affirms, I'm the top. In
I'm the top.
If I could do it by...
I will fuck your butt.
Being the bottom is gay.
If I could do it by remote control.
Take it off.
You mean to like shove a TV remote up his ass?
No, the Cyban or whatever that thing is. The thing that the Octomom was on Howard Stern.
Oh, yeah.
A little Barry White.
How do you not know what this is?
No,
she's a no, I mean, why are you playing it?
Because Nick is putting the moves on you.
No, no, no,
you two.
No, stop.
I don't want
Nick is a very touchy-feely person, but I don't think we're attracted to each other.
Really?
Why do you speak for him?
Yeah.
You're not attracted to him. Say that.
You're, plural, singular, mixing up. Anyway, no. Shut the fuck up. We're
just good friends.
We're blowing up Nick's spot right now.
Sex.
No, there's nothing. Jesus, God, help us. There's nothing going on.
Oh, all right, that I buy.
There always seems to be sexual tension there. That's all.
There's no tension.
All over my
tension.
Penis and face.
No, there's a lot of tension. Who knows?
More and more awkward. There's no tension.
Yeah, well, there's a lot.
It works itself off before I go to
no,
bed.
No, I think you don't understand how much Nick wants to have
shut
sex
the fuck
with
off!
To bang out that booty.
No, shut up. Stop it. No.
Nick's being a gentleman. He's fighting his urges.
I'm not
all...
fighting any urges.
Fine.
There's
sorry.
Nothing I'm fighting.
You don't want to blow it up?
I go to work and I come home.
You're going to put in work on that booty?
And you need a little good dick massage
and
she's
have
there.
And I have a cat. And
oh, Jesus.
It. And I play video games before I go to bed.
Okay.
Oh.
There's nothing else going on.
You G-chat with Noah a little bit.
A little webcam?
No, we don't talk about
it.
I only see Nick like once in a blue moon, and then like I'll see him for a while, and then like we won't talk for a long time, and then we'll hang out.
And then they throw on the fog hat, and it's all good.
Boom rape.
Shake off that right. Nick wants Noah stank on his hang low.
That's right.
Yeah. And rape.
Grindcore Luigi says Nick fucks his cat.
Awesome story yesterday. Just got a new air conditioner, and I had a Saturday nap with my kitty on my chest. No one gives a shit. No one gives a
euphemism for Noah?
No.
Oh, that was the story?
I have
was...
a new cat. Fucking, he's awesome. He's the man.
What's
Sergeant Laser. Oh.
Sergeant Laser?
Sergeant Brock Laser. And he's
That's almost
he's
Brock Lesnar.
Fucking awesome. Yeah, I changed it.